Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Every fucking time I try to start, you fucking...
Because we're just making it... Oh, God damn it.
I'm so fucking... You don't official.
Hey, guys, welcome to the radio show. Chris, how are you doing, Chris? You all right? That's gold every time. But when we start off, like, just being natural, no, we can't have that.
I don't care if we start off being natural. I just don't like halfway through a story to be the start. All that's right. My point.
I know, but we can edit later. Editing is for later.
That's I don't like to edit. I like to... You know that we've never edited any podcast. Ever.
That's not something I want to hear from the editor. I don't like to edit.
No, you're completely misinterpreting what I'm saying. I'm not saying I don't like to edit. I don't mind the process. I don't want it to come across as inorganic because we're piecing stuff together.
We can start anywhere. Starting is not the problem, I don't think.
Anyway. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, Danny.
That's good.
Good to see you.
Yeah, you too. By the way, this is the Chris and Danny podcast.
Jeremy Gentry in the studio.
Jeremy Gentry is joining us in the studio. How you doing, Jeremy? You're going to have to speak up a little. Your levels are coming across a little.
Sorry, I always talk too loud.
It's okay. Anyway.
So, Jeremy, we haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, thank you for driving down to the studio all the way. You had an 8-hour drive to the studio.
Yeah.
Well, you rode your motorcycle. You know, Jeremy can't... Just when you think Jeremy can't be more of a badass, he keeps walking. He now has a motorcycle. He was as badass enough when he just drove around his Camaro, like...
You damn skippy.
And now he shows up. He was a badass yesterday, but I see him today, now he's got a mohawk. He keeps getting more and more of a badass.
Did you see my bandana?
I did. You had a bandana.
And you carry a gun with you everywhere you go.
Yes, now you have a gun. I'm serious. You're turning damn into, it, like, a Steven Seagal movie.
I do not want everyone to know this. Yes, I do. I don't want anybody to know, really, but then I end up always wanting to show everybody my gun.
Yeah.
Right.
But you want the bad guys to know so they don't fuck with you.
Right.
Or do you want them to fuck with you so that you can pull it out?
Chris, tell me something. Well, last time
I'm doing my duty as American.
Chris, tell me about the last time you went to Jeremy Gentry's house in Oroville.
I don't know about the exact last time, but some of the last days I would go in there, you would always have a sniper rifle pointed at your front door.
I'm pretty sure
with
Jeremy...
With a scope
not,
on it.
No, I did not.
Pretty sure Jeremy joined or is starting a militia.
Yeah.
Seriously, this isn't Idaho.
No, here's what,
no one's monitoring this, right?
No, here's what happened last time.
And it's all a bit. Anyway, this is a joke. It's a joke,
it's
Jeremy.
It's a joke.
It's all a bit. We're kidding. You don't have these guns, obviously. Just say now.
Right.
We're kidding.
I know.
One of the last times I remember being in your house, we were standing in your kitchen, and you had a sniper rifle with a scope pointed at the front door, and you were talking to me about how it feels to be high on absinthe.
Absinthe?
Absinthe. How do you say it?
Absinthe.
Chris gets high on abstinence. He used to tell me about that in college.
But it's not my choice.
Chris in high school, and even in junior college, he went around and talked to like students at other high schools and junior college, like, come on, guys, no, we don't need to get high on drugs. We can just get high on abstinence, like me.
Well, you know what?
And by the way, Chris, it's not abstinence. Abstinence people do by choice, just because no one would fuck you. That's not abstinence.
I was abstaining from succeeding.
You still are.
Yeah.
In any facet of life, I said acid. Speaking of drugs, didn't you want to talk to Jeremy about some drug stories, Chris?
I did.
I don't know. You were talking about it a long time ago. This was a couple days ago you were talking about.
I heard that...
We should have Alice in Chains.
What's it called? Absinthe?
In the background right now.
We can play some Alice in Chains right now. What do you want to hear?
What's my drug of choice? What is that? Junkhead?
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get a producer... Hey, producer Brian. Can you put on a... What is it? Junkhead, you said, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get that going in the background. All right. That's this producer Brian working on that. All right, now we can talk about drugs.
All right, now we can get going.
So what is absinthe? Is that how you say it, absinthe?
Absinthe.
Okay, what is it?
It's a liquor, and it's made from wormwood.
Wormwood?
They steep the wormwood, and they get a chemical out of it. It's called thujone, and it's supposed to have psychedelic properties.
So
a lot of people think it makes you hallucinate, but it's not really. It's not really
hallucinogenic.
It's psychedelic, which is like body high. It's like a euphoric. You just feel good. It's just happy. It's a happy happy drink.
I heard they were that it was going to be illegal.
It's been illegal for years.
Oh, no, legal.
And years and years. Oh, it's going to be
illegal? I heard that it was going to be legal. I don't know if that happened or not.
Well, I haven't heard anything. I doubt it because it's been illegal in like.
Chris had a conversation. Chris was talking to Chong. a friend of the show, Chong.
No. No, I doubt it. They banned it in a bunch. I think it was France or something like that. They banned it first because some guy killed his wife and kids, and they.
Well, but don't you think that's a cop out? He didn't kill him because he was high.
They said that he was drinking.
Because he was crazy.
They said he was drinking absinthe all day. But
it doesn't matter how. If you then alcohol should have been banned. I mean, alcohol is responsible for more deaths than any other.
They should ban alcohol for sure. But
why do you think they do ban? They tried to ban
alcohol. You know, us three, we should really get a campaign going because we got some radical new ideas. You know, like about alcohol. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people don't realize that alcohol is more dangerous than drugs. I think we should show the world this. We're probably the first people to ever think of this.
Well, we have political power anyway.
I do. You want me to tell you about my political power?
No, it's okay.
Anyway, so go ahead. So, Jeremy, what's your drug of choice?
Oh, well, Lucy in the Sky, baby.
Yeah. I've never had any Lucy.
Shrooms, though, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So I've taken shrooms probably like three times, but I don't know, it's just not the same. And people will say, oh, well, okay, acid's man-made, so it's more dangerous. Well, shrooms are, I mean...
Yeah, that's kind of a retarded argument.
It's still a poison.
You know, our friend Shadi has a great point about man-made versus sort of natural stuff. And it's one of my favorite points that he makes that really pisses Jamie off, but I always think it is a really good point when people say, like, oh, well, yeah, this is better because it's all natural. Well, the saying natural, everything, he says everything's natural, and then Jamie says, no, it's not, and he says, yeah, did you use something supernatural to make it? because unless you're saying that a deity had some force in this, it was made from things that were on this earth that are all natural. Right. So by the strict definition, everything is natural.
Right. Well, the idea is that these elements wouldn't have probably would not have come together unless man had a hand in it. That's what they mean. But I understand the argument. But that doesn't mean that something that is natural is good to do. Though,
no. Yeah.
Also.
I mean. Rattlesnake venom is natural.
Yeah.
That shit'll fuck you up, too. Yeah. That's my drug of choice. Yeah. I smoke. What I do is I light it.
I just get a syringe and I start just putting it right in the old
thing. First, what I do is I get the rattlesnake, like, all. I get it. Well, no, I dry it out and I get it all hard so it's just straight. Then I fucking light the head on fire and I toke off the rattle.
I thought you were
going to use the rattle. No, the rattle. I use the rattle as a kind of like mini bong. Is what I do.
I thought this was going to be a story about fucking a snake.
It can still turn into a story about fucking a snake if you'd like. If you're not careful. Excuse me. What were we talking about?
I don't know. I was talking to Jeremy about drugs. Hey, why do you think that acid is, in your opinion, that much better than shrooms?
I wouldn't say it's that much better than shrooms. I'd just say in my personal choice, I like the way it made me feel better than shrooms. I think shrooms made me have it kind of messed with my nervous system a little bit too much.
You mean long term or just
No, just while I was on it.
How do you mean?
Like, my muscles basically. It made me feel like all twitchy and crampy and stuff.
Really? I didn't get that at all.
Shrooms did?
Yeah. Well, I mean, acid does it too eventually, but it's more the next day, like your legs feel all weird and
jacked
out.
No, that's not true. The next day, my back was hurting really bad.
Yeah. I mean, my whole body. Do you ever stay up all night?
No.
Oh, see. I, like, a lot of time, I basically stay up all night, and then all the next day.
Wow.
And it would just be, like... I mean, that in and of itself will... I mean, if you do that without taking any drugs...
Right,
and I've done that before. Maybe drink a little bit, but then you still, it's just staying up all night, and it's just the sleep deprivation that makes your body start doing natural... It makes natural drugs, basically.
You guys know I don't partake in drugs / alcohol, but that's the closest thing I've ever been is I stayed up 3 days before. Me and Chris David did that, and I started.
Really?
Oh yeah, we had a.
When did you do this?
I think eighth or ninth grade.
Holy crap!
And I started. It's my brain.
You almost start
your brains. I remember seeing just the outsides of trees, like I could see their aura. And it even made sense. It wasn't like – the outside of the tree was like kind of like this purple light off of it. And I was thinking, wow, how come – it was – and also your brain just starts – I feel like the part of your brain that is rational goes to sleep on its own. It just shuts down. And like other parts of your brain that don't usually work as hard
get starting to work. That's probably what it is too. It's
because I started thinking differently and it made total sense to me that the trees – like I could see the outsides. I was like, well, I just can't – I couldn't believe that I'd never noticed it before. And yeah. I was like, well, I'm going to sleep. That was really when I decided that I was going to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And then I slept for 26 hours.
Did you really?
Yep. But I thought that I woke up 2 hours later because my whole body felt weird. Because it was – my mom said that I got up somewhere in the 26 hours.
No way.
Yeah, she said I got up and peed for a really long time. But I swear to God, I have no recollection of getting up. And –
well, if you stayed up for 3 days, that's pretty long. I've never stayed up that long.
And I thought that I only slept 2 days. I mean, for 2 hours when I got up, because it
that's
was
nuts.
Like, but I felt so. I mean, and that'll make your back hurt when you sleep for that long.
That
my back was killing me.
I'd do that when I was working at FedEx too. I get off in the morning, sleep 14, 16 hours.
Oh yeah, we both used to do that.
Stupid, you'd hurt so bad. But it felt so good to sleep.
Oh, my God. That is the best drug in the world, is sleep. There is nothing better. That feeling of when you are so tired, especially when it's cold out, and you just get to crawl into a bed.
Yeah. When it's hot and the bed's cold.
Yeah. Oh, man. Nothing better. Maybe.
Well, I don't know about that.
Maybe if I could crawl into a pussy. Dude, give me a high five. Thanks for the high five, Jeremy. Chris wouldn't give it to me because he likes dicks. Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
This is golden.
Oh, yeah.
I can feel this one's going places.
Well, don't get me started.
All right. One thing I like is that our chairs in here are not at all squeaky.
Does that get picked up, really?
Yeah, everything does. Sorry, but it's not your fault.
You didn't pre-warn me on that.
This is not your fault. It's that the chairs in here in studio suck.
When are you guys upgrading the studio?
Well, the lease is up in September, so...
Are you guys thinking about moving, really?
We're thinking of going into a bigger studio, maybe. It depends how the revenue comes across.
Yeah, you know. There you go.
What do you think, Chris?
Chris, are you live?
Am I live?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about shrooms and acid.
Was that was... You've only done it one time, right?
Just once, yeah.
I think you... I don't know.
We should do a shroom test.
There's different personalities that I don't think should do drugs. And especially, I don't think you should do it if you don't want to. But I think that if you have a desire to experiment with them, I don't see the harm in it, really. Just because I don't know. It's tougher to say. Like, there's part of me that regrets doing some of them. But then there's a part of me that doesn't.
That's what
I
don't
think
get.
That if I hadn't ever done it, I would have regretted more not trying them than versus trying them, and now I know.
You've said that to me before. I don't understand what you mean by that. You regret it? Well, I don't understand that. What do you mean?
Well, because it does change you for the rest of your life, basically. I mean,
You think it's changed you for the negative?
No, not necessarily, but there's...
It has changed it.
It has
one
changed
way or
me.
The other.
And just there... There are, there are negative aspects to it. I mean, to this day, I still have, I can be sitting there and then all of a sudden everything starts moving. Now I find it's fun, but I don't know. It's just the fact that they're,
Didn't that happen to you today? Around noon? Like everything started moving?
yeah.
There was a 6-point earthquake.
No, it was
a 5.4.
5.4.
It said it was 5.8.
It started out higher and then it ended up...
Like everything. Hey, like me. I started out higher this morning when I fucking... I wake and bake is what I do. I wake up in the morning and I fucking bake. I smoke weed. So I start out high and then I get... You know what I mean? I'm a lot like that earthquake.
That was pretty cool, though. Everything's shaking.
Yeah.
Did you think you were having an acid trip at first?
No. I immediately did not think acid trip. I thought, holy shit, the freaking
Actually, you know what it reminded me of is when I lived in Chico and the train would go by. And it would shake everything. Because it was kind of, there was a little, did you hear a noise, Chris?
No.
See, it kind of sounded like a noise to me. A little bit of a rumble, not too much, but, and then everything was shaking and it was like, at first, right, the very first second, it reminded me of that train going by and shaking the building. But after that, it was like, oh crap, this is an earthquake. Should I run?
I've never been in an earthquake like that before. This is pretty awesome. I wonder what it'd be like if you were on a roller coaster. Remember what I was saying the other day about being at a water park?
I wonder what happened today. Like, in, you think people at Magic Mountain felt it?
I don't know. Too bad we didn't go to Magic Mountain today.
Well, I'm just wondering if they shut down rides after an earthquake like that.
Oh, we should find out.
Yeah.
You know, I was in an earthquake when I was a really little kid, and I have this, I have such a small memory of it. It was in San Francisco, though.
Oh, really?
And the only thing I really remember, I remember something falling off of a, like a shelf, and then I remember my mom coming in and like grabbing me, like scared to death. You know what I mean? And it's one of my earliest memories, and it's so incomplete, but I definitely do remember it. And I remember thinking that I was in trouble when she grabbed me somehow, like she,
caused it.
Yeah, I did.
No, I got one for you. It was when I worked at FedEx, and I got off on a Friday morning or Saturday morning or whatever it was. I think it was Friday mornings we got off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd head back up to Orville to spend the weekend up there. And so I've been sleeping or up all night, so I'd sleep during the day. And so I went to my parents' house, and I was sleeping there, and I was in my bed on the second floor, and I woke up in the middle of the day, and I thought someone was shaking my... I thought my parents were trying to wake me up. I thought they were shaking my bed. So I wake up and I'm like, what? And I was so pissed, and you know, because someone was trying to wake me up, and there was no one in the room. So I just went back to sleep. But later on, they said that there was a... They're like, hey, did you hear about the earthquake? I was like, no way. That really? Had to have been... And they didn't even...
When
they didn't even feel... They were down...
In Orville? This was had to be like 2000-something, right?
Yeah, this was probably, what, 7 years ago? And my parents were downstairs awake and didn't feel it. But because I was on the second floor, it shook just enough in that kind of weird shake that it woke me up. So it was nuts. So the thing about the people down here on, like, you know, Steph's roommate was on the 18th floor, and she said it was just swaying like crazy.
Oh, God,
she said
that'd be scary.
She said that all the Mexicans in the kitchen ran 18 floors down the stairs all the way out of the
building.
You
want to know why? This sounds like I have a racist joke. Like, oh, you want to know why? I'll tell you why all the Mexicans ran. Well, it's because structural integrity in the United States is so much better than in Mexico. When there's an earthquake, and that's not like a racist comment.
Is that true?
That's absolutely true. They don't have building codes in Mexico, so they just went after. That's why earthquakes are so much.
Oh, they just rebuild
more
them
severe
the same way, and then
in other countries.
They demolish all the buildings.
Yeah, it takes everything down because there's no building codes. They don't have to start with, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have the rebar and all the back. They just
crumble.
Yeah, everything's built out of what's it called? Paper mache and tin foil. And, stucco or
Adobe.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make like a racist joke. Everything like, and I'm not. I don't mean just in Mexico. I mean like anywhere where there's like a big earthquake or like the tsunamis. They wouldn't have been nearly as bad in the United States. That huge.
Speaking of racist jokes, or whether or not it's a racist joke, did you tell Chris about?
No, I don't know what came over me, but I met Stephanie's roommates the other day.
For the first time.
For the first time. And they were kept inviting us to this Irish pub. and I was like, I don't know. And then they asked us, yeah, well, if you don't think of anything else, why don't you come to the Irish pub with us? And I was like, you have to be they said Irish bar. I said, what is an Irish bar? You have to be Irish to get in? And no one really answered, and I was like...
They just kind of chuckled.
They kind of laughed. I was like, because I was thinking of inviting some of my black friends. And that sounds racist, and it kind of got like this quiet response. Yeah. But that's not racist.
It's not really. It just comes across. It does definitely come across
as racist. Joke about a black person.
That joke seems racist because it sounds like you're okay with a bar that doesn't allow black people. You'll go anyway. You just want to know ahead of time what the race rules are. That's all what it sounds like.
No, but it's just saying that it could be a bringing Irish friends to an African bar or African American bar or whatever.
It's just the fact that you can't. Differences.
Yeah.
What if you call it a white bar?
It's
a bar that celebrates white culture, but we allow blacks and Asians and whatever else.
Do we have to allow that? Shut up.
Well, we say on our ads we do.
Right. This isn't hypothetical. Me and Chris have a white bar. We didn't tell you about this, Jeremy?
No.
What?
Is this part of your doctrine for your new religion?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe we could talk about our new religion that we want to start.
We don't really know anything about it yet.
Let's talk about it. We'll make it up right now.
Polygamy is, I don't want to say mandatory, but yeah, I'll say mandatory.
But are you allowed to smack them around?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that what polygamy means?
Here's my feeling about it. If a woman in your polygamous union needs to be smacked around, she don't deserve to be in your polygamous union.
Right. So what do? Do you smack her around or do you kick
her
out?
You just smack her around. Is she exiled? Excommunicated?
Well, yeah, we can excommunicate people.
Are we? Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can still smack around, but
so
she
this is a cross between Catholicism and Mormons, right?
It's a cross between a lot of things.
Well, actually, not
as much child rape in our religion.
I mean, it's. Listen, I'm not going to say that child rape isn't a huge part of our religion, but it's not as much as it is in Catholicism. But I wouldn't say it's a cross between Catholicism and what else did you say? Mormons.
It's early Mormons.
Early Mormons, right? It's closer to just. It's basically the KKK.
Without the sheets.
No, with the sheets. Wow. Studio's under attack.
Yeah. All of a sudden we're in Kosovo. It really is Kosovo out there. What else, Chris?
Yeah, tell me the other parts of the religion.
Well, like I say, I haven't had a chance to write down the tenets, but this is sort of a work in progress. Polygamy definitely is a...
Okay.
I like that road.
Are we going to have, like, names, like, you know, there's bishops and cardinals and stuff. Are we going to have stuff like that, like appointed positions, or is it...
See, I don't know. I'm open to that. I'm more concerned with what we believe in rather than the politics of it.
I'm more concerned with the politics. Can we have someone be, instead of, like, bishop and stuff, I want to at some point in my life be a duke. So can there be dukes in this?
I don't know what this...
Kick-ass dukes? Don't know.
Duke Savage.
I don't know what the ranking means, but I like the sound of Archduke better.
Archduke, hell yeah. Oh, man.
That might be worse, though.
Imagine giving a business card to a girl, you know, to try to get a religion. Archduke Savage.
I don't know if Archduke would impress her, though. I think girls are too stupid. And I don't know what Archduke means, so I can't talk shit. I think they might think that was your name, Archduke.
Yeah.
It's like a cross between Archie and
Duke.
And Duke.
No, Marmaduke.
Yeah. Archie and Marmaduke. Archduke. No, Archduke.
Wait, you could name your kid Archduke. Ooh. Arch, first name, Duke, middle.
Archie. I'm naming my kid Archie. Archie Duke Savage. And he's going to be the Archduke.
The Archduke of Savage.
Wow, this kid is going to be a badass. There's no way this kid's not going to know karate.
Is it Gentry something? Like, your last name, Gentry?
Me and Jeremy.
Gentry some kind of a title?
Actually had this exact discussion the other day, how our names are basically the opposite.
It's
like
upper class.
Gentry is upper class. Yeah. Savage is like the bottom rung, you know?
It's below the lords, though. It's below lords.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's like just into the landowners back in the day.
Gentry just like a general thing that means that you've got your shit together.
Well, nah, then my sister needs to give up that name.
Oh, snap. You know, she's an avid listener to Chris and Danny podcast.
No, she's not.
She's not.
Yeah.
We've told her about it. She's never listened to one.
She doesn't have her shit together to have internet service.
Really? Don't they have internet over there?
I think they do. It's not hers.
No, it's not her internet. You can't, Jeremy, you can't own the internet. That's what the Indians said, right?
But, I mean, she didn't sign up for it.
No man
actually,
can.
Actually, I think they're actually accidentally getting it for free right now.
No man can own the internet. That's why Stephanie...
That's how Al Gore is.
Al Gore, yeah, that's right. He does own the internet.
He invented it.
Oh, well,
so then
he owns it.
Bill Gates owns it?
Okay. He invented it.
Retired, though.
And the Google brothers.
He invented the internet. Al Gore invented it. He sold it to Bill Gates. Bill Gates took it public, and the Google brothers bought stock in it, and they own a 70% share of it. So just for all you computer like geeks out there, now you know the story of the internet.
So how, what's the other selling points on this religion? Yeah. How are you going to get people
pretty
to
much
going?
Polygamy is all you need.
So, but it's going to be all guys then.
Hey, no. I know. Can polygamy work both ways? Like, can there be a wife with 10 husbands?
Jesus, I knew it.
I don't want that. I just don't want bitches coming into our religion trying to pull that shit off. That's my point. I'm saying we got to say no so that they don't try to get us with a loophole.
But eventually you're going to try to go down the avenue of, what if all men are married? Like, what if 10 guys are married? I mean, that's just one step away. You know, I know how your brain works.
What I'm trying to prevent, Chris, is a drawn-out court battle with between
listen, we're not going to tell people they can't have multiple gay unions.
I don't
our religion strictly forbids it. You can do whatever you want on your own time.
Yeah.
But, this is strictly a straight polygamous union. And no, women can't have 10 husbands. Well, they can. No, they can. We're not against that. But who's going to sign up for that?
Not me. I want 10 wives, dude.
Exactly. There's no way polygamy would work the other way around.
But we also have to, I mean, you're going to have brainwashing.
Imagine this, Chris. I'll tell you why polygamy would work the other way. Well, let's say we somehow get.
Here's how it works.
What's the girl that I? Well, you only know the girl, Nikki Cox. Let's say somehow we talk Nikki Cox into joining our religion. Clearly, she's the hottest girl in our religion. You know, so now she decides she wants to do a couple of us. If I find out Jeremy's married to Nikki Cox in our religion, but if I can still do her, I'll marry her too. That's how.
No, Danny.
Why not?
That
I want
divides
to do her.
Us. You don't understand.
Yeah.
No, but
I'm not giving up my bitches.
Exactly.
She's not yours. That's my point. She wants two.
Well, this isn't some damned free love hippie faggy thing.
Listen, that's what I'm saying to you. You gotta have brainwashing, man.
This is a serious Wait, religion.
They don't have thought minds of their own. That's what gets them into trouble now.
Well, how many women do you know that have minds of their own anyway?
Well, they do.
Define mind.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Here's how it works. We're getting way out of hand.
Okay.
You have one woman from each region of the world.
Okay. So you got...
I don't know if we're going to go, geographic or political.
Let me break it down. Let me give you an example. So, let's say Monday... It's like eating. You don't want Indian food every day. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Indian food's good, but you're not going to eat Indian food 7 days a
week.
Like,
on Monday, you might eat Indian. On Tuesday, you might eat Mexican.
And then Wednesday...
Thursday, you might
Wednesday,
Alaskan.
Eskimo. Exactly.
Wow, we both went with Alaska. That's just basically raw fish.
It's whale blubber.
But the reason we do it is not for some kind of sexual... fantasy. It's because we want to equally have all the races represented by being half white. It's going towards the future. We're shining a bright light down the tunnel of the future.
Right.
And the tunnel is an Asian girl's ass.
All right. Well, we've covered the polygamy part. Clearly, there's going to be polygamy.
I know, but it's mostly polygamy. The core of it, I think.
I feel like we have to at least offer some other things.
Physical fitness. There's going to be a gym.
But what about salvation in your soul? I mean, do we believe in mass suicides?
Not mass suicides.
Yeah, when's the Haley's Comet coming back in?
It's none of that.
We're not drinking any punch. You're not going to put on any black kids. We're not going to be the aliens.
Oh, I like Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
We're going to keep our mind... All right, you want to get into philosophy?
Yeah.
We can go to philosophy. We're going to keep our mind open to all opportunities that involve sex with multiple wives. And alien visitors. If some of them are hot and come down, we will communicate.
What will we use to communicate?
We'll have telepathic rods that they'll teach us how to use.
All right. So... Let's say I want to join this religion. I mean, obviously, I do. I'm making the religion. I'm an archduke, for God's sake. So let's say someone else wants to join the religion. What do they do?
Is there a hazing?
Yeah, is there like an initiation?
Oh, yeah.
Is it just polygamy, Chris?
It's sexual.
Is it just
hazing.
Sodomy?
You call it, you might call it hazing, you might call it violent butt rape.
Both would be accurate.
The problem is, well, actually, this isn't really a problem. But pretty much, it's just going to be the three of us.
But that's not a problem.
No, whatever bit girls we could scare up to be our wives, because we're not going to be out recruiting new guys.
That's
to join
true.
Our we, you know, we might if we
I
get
don't
lonely.
Know. If they have enough money, too, we're going to need financial.
Where we need
backers.
Money. Yeah, we might need money.
I mean,
well, you need other people to do work for you, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
But we're going to have a lot of wives.
Right, but wives can only do so much heavy lifting.
Yeah.
That's true.
We should. Where, we where should are you have a, this with her? Are you gonna have a like? I mean, are we gonna have a commune?
That's my question. Was,
it will
well,
be
that was my question.
Commune.
Is there gonna be like a yes. church? Listen, we should have our wives build us a pyramid.
Each wife is gonna have a special skill.
All right.
Let me explain something. All the children that the wife births, all the female children, will train their line in that skill. Like it might be basket weaving.
What do we need baskets for in this religion?
You never know when you're gonna need a basket. And one of your wives, Tuesday wife, her skill is basket weaving.
How about we, I think
and she's extremely proud.
I have a good idea. We should name the wives after the day.
I'm not concerned with what we name the wives.
But that's just a good idea.
Listen,
it's just practical.
All right,
this religion
we're getting
is
into the
practical.
Political. I'm,
that's not political. That's just like, practicality.
We don't have a lot of
naming
time.
A wife
we have to cover
Tuesday.
The big picture.
Naming your wife Tuesday is a good idea.
All right. Tuesday is into basket weaving because we decide that's
wait,
her
do you
skill.
Mean Tuesday from the Addams Family or what was her name?
Anyway, if you're done being a fucking comedian, she's going to pass her skill down to the future generations.
Okay. What was her skill again? Basket weaving?
Basket weaving is her skill. Other one might be good at
is
making...
Is that her name? Other one? That's a great name. I like
really
that.
Matter.
Tuesday. Other one.
Okay.
Okay, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now
Wednesday. She's good at making cheese fries. And each of them has a sacred, proud skill. It'll take a few
sacred,
generations for this
proud
to be sacred.
Skill.
And she'll pass that down. And you know how, like, an assembly line works or a fast food restaurant, whereas everyone just does one thing? That way they can't get together and unionize.
Right. They have no
they
other
don't
skills.
All know how to do one thing. But you know how to control them all.
Are they not allowed to talk to each other?
I bet you they all do know how
well,
to do. Chris, I'm going to tell you something.
They can kiss each other. And if they learn how to communicate through tongue
yeah.
without speaking, I mean.
I think they all do know how to do one thing.
What's that?
Nag.
Well, that's just it.
Right.
There's going to be some commandments.
Thou shalt not nag is one, right?
Yeah, we could go. We could work with that. I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to commit myself to the commandments.
You don't
we have to
you
see how it's
listen,
gonna try it out.
You don't want
to
put them in stone yet.
We can't decide. We can't just. This sounds great on paper, but we got to get a few years rolling and figure
right.
out what the commandments
just work
need
out.
To be.
I don't think you can do that though.
Well,
I think you have to have your doctrine and all that stuff in order to. Be, are you still? I mean, you're
well, we're
gonna
add.
I mean,
to
this
it.
Whole thing.
It's like the Constitution. It's a. What do they call it? A rubber fluid document. What do they call it?
A liquid document.
Liquid document.
Our documents are going to be flexible, and so will our
listen,
wives.
Here's what we'll do. We'll write our constitution or whatever with liquid paper.
I still don't think you can get the tax exempt, though. You don't have
that's
a
true. We'll document. Make one. Listen, we'll make one. We'll have one.
Well, I'm thinking more we should start a sovereign nation.
Listen, Chris, sovereign.
And then we won't charge ourselves taxes.
Hey, Chris, I'm part Indian. You're part Indian, too, right,
yeah,
Jeremy?
Yeah.
Wait, are you Cherokee? What are you?
No, I'm not sure. What?
I'm just curious because I feel like the more different Indians we have, the better our chances are of getting a sovereign nation. What are you, aren't you part Indian, Chris?
No.
Oh. Well, don't edit that. Chris, hang on. Aren't you part Indian, Chris?
Yes.
Like, how? Say how. Anyway, so yeah, I think you're right. We do have to have a document. But I do like Chris's idea better, the sovereign nation.
I know that Chris is really only interested in the tax-exempt part. The polygamy thing, he just plays that off.
I know,
hide
he thinks it gay. Sounds cool.
No, it's a hide is being
no,
gay.
Dude, it's going to be awesome. All that pussy. Pussy's
you,
awesome, I'm told.
What are you going to do with it?
Fucking just play around with it. Rub on it.
What is that?
Just rub on it and stroke it. Just grab on it.
Alright.
Put shit in it. Fuck yeah, dog. What we do is we're gonna book a yacht.
Book. No, why don't we buy passage. It?
No, we're going to go however many miles into the sea until it's international waters. Then we're going to dredge up some islands.
Are we worried about pirates?
Dredge them?
Yeah.
Aren't we worried about pirates? International waters are dangerous, Chris.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm serious. There are pirates in international waters. This is not like a joke. That's a real thing.
That is real. I've heard.
I'm just saying, you need to think about these things, Chris. You're talking about the big picture, but...
All right.
Hello, we have a religion.
I'll play along. This is what how we bring people in. We offer them safety from the pirates.
But...
And salvation.
How do we provide that safety? Do we have, like, heavy machinery? Artillery on this yacht?
We have a lot of good promises. Why are you being a no man? I want you to be a yes man.
Chris, okay, I'm with you. I want this to work. I really do. But if it's all, you know, I could blow sunshine up your ass. I really could, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to lie
to you.
Listen,
I don't have all the answers.
Well, but I do have some. Don't tell our wives that.
Yeah. We need to, first of all, find out what we believe in. Then we can worry about you can get into details and politics and shit.
You're right.
What do we believe in?
Polygamy.
I think, right?
Yes. And I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, so.
So we can get the pussy, right?
What's our religion called?
I feel the like first polygamy should United be the word of People's it. Republic of, I don't know.
Polygamy.
No.
You gotta kind of keep that.
Well, disguise polygamy. We'll use it as a different word, like polygamy. We'll just say it's different.
Polygonal. Isn't that
polygominal.
Is that?
People will think it's about polygrams. Polygons. Alright, well, I think we're out of time for this podcast, but we'll work on the religion. I feel like next podcast will be from our synagogue.
Or from heaven.
Yeah.
We make some Kool-Aid.
Which is a female's vagina, right, Chris?
It's always been to me. Right, fellas?
Alright, can I check? We should have a way that you say goodbye at our religion, like a secret handshake.
Yeah, we should. We'll have to work on that.
Yeah.